Night. Let's go to the book of Isaiah to start, chapter 47. When I say to start, I certainly do mean to start. I have a few scriptures written down. I want to make this clear. You just do what you feel as you need to do or able to do. If you choose to keep up, so be it. If you choose to sit and listen, that's not a problem. If you're taking notes, I feel sorry for you. We're going to move quite quickly. I have more than two references, unlike most denominational churches. Isaiah 47 and verse 7. Thou saidest, I shall be a lady forever. Said, thou dost not lay these things to thy heart, neither dost thou remember the latter end of it. Therefore, hear now this, thou art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly. Thou sayest in thine heart, I am. Pastor just spoke of it. An unction of God. You wouldn't say it with your lips, but you say it with your heart. I am. And none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children, but these two things shall come to thee in a moment in one day. Loss of children and widowhood, they shall come upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries, for the great abundance of thine enchantments. The context here, of course, is speaking of the daughter of Babylon. But in verse 10, he says, for thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thine heart, I am. And none else beside me. Two things to point out in this passage. In verse 8, thou sayest in thine heart, and that's an ongoing saying, I am and none else beside me. Why? Thou art given to pleasures. The pleasure of sin is for a season, yet there's those that seek the pleasure that doesn't last. Our sister testified well. The peace of God that passeth all understanding. You don't need booze. You don't need drugs. You don't need therapy. You need Jesus Christ. In verse 10, he said, thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. Why? Because thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, said, none seeth me. Trust my wickedness. No one's watching. But again, thou sayest in thine heart, I am. And none else beside me. I'm going to preach tonight on two I ams out of the Word of God. The first we've spoken of, and that's the I am. Me. What I want. My desires. To fulfill my lusts. But Jesus Christ in Matthew 22:32 said simply this, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There is but one I am in the Word of God. We spake of him last night in short. We spake of him abbreviated, but tonight I'd like to deal a little bit more strongly with the I am, the Word of God. Let's go to Genesis 15, and we'll start there, and we'll just progress. In Genesis 15 and verse 1, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. The first I am we see in the Word of God. We see secondly, in Genesis 15 and verse 7, And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. We see again in chapter 17 in verse 1 of the book of Genesis. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. In Genesis 26 and verse 24, again, I'm the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. And in verse 24, the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Who do he appear to? He appears to Isaac in verse 17. I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee. There's two great I ams. And will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. We see then in Genesis 28, the seed of Isaac, Jacob. And in verse 13, he's dreamed this ladder is set upon earth. And in verse 13, behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest to give thee will I give it, and to thy seed. He says again in verse 31, excuse me, chapter 31 and verse 13, I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out of it from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. Again, we see in chapter 35 and verse 11, I'm the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. In verse 11, God said unto him, that's Jacob in verse 9, and God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. That's the promise of God, the I am. Chapter 46 and verse 3 of the book of Genesis. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here am I. Amen. That's the me. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt. For I will make of thee a great nation. So we see that Jesus Christ said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. We mentioned this last night, but let's go to Exodus 3. And I would look like at the God of Israel. The God of Israel. In Exodus 3, in verse 3, Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And by the way, I've always loved looking through the scriptures and finding Jacob, Jacob, Moses, Moses, Samuel, Samuel. And he goes through the word of God, finally down there on the Damascus road, when he says, Saul, Saul, he calls him by name. He addresses him by name. Moses has no confusion who he's speaking to. Moses has no confusion who is speaking to him when he says, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. We see in this passage of the word of God as God reveals himself to his people. God shows himself mighty and strong. But he said in Hosea 11 and 9, he said, I am God and no man. He is the great I am of the word of God. In verse chapter 13 of Hosea verse 4, he said, I am God and not man. Malachi 3 and 6, he said, for I am the Lord, I change not. I am the Lord, I change not. He is still the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. In verse 7 of Exodus 3, the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptian oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses, again, we see Moses and we see the Lord. We see the I am and we see the I am. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee, and there shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and I shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. We see a little bit later on in chapter 6 and verse 2 of the word of God. The Bible says here in Exodus, God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. We see again as we continue through the scriptures in verse 3, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of God Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah, was I not known to them. And so God identifies himself again to Moses. Chapter 7 and verse 5. God begins to pour out his judgment upon Pharaoh and the children of Israel. And he said, the Egyptians shall know what? That I am the Lord. We see it again in chapter or verse 17 of the same chapter. And he said, that thus saith the Lord, is this thou shalt know that what? I am the Lord. He says again in another place in verse 22, and the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, neither did he hearken unto them as the Lord had said. And Pharaoh turned and went into his house. Why did Pharaoh turn? Why did Pharaoh walk away? Why did Pharaoh go into his house? Because Pharaoh said, I am. And he didn't believe the word of I am. And by the way, that hasn't changed. He's the Lord. He changes not. Men today still will not believe him. They still will not come to him because of the great I am in themselves. And they will not see Jesus Christ. They refuse to see Jesus Christ in this day and in this hour. Chapter 10 of Exodus, again in verse 2. And that thou mayest tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what things I have wrought in Egypt and my signs which I have done among them, that ye may know how that I am the Lord. And again in chapter 14, you see a trend. Follow the trend. Amen. Follow the word of God. Chapter 14 and verse 4, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his house, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And so God is revealing himself in judgment. God is revealing himself through his wrath. He is letting the Egyptians know that I am the Lord. As he let Moses know, as he let Israel know, he's also letting the world know that yes, I am the Lord. Let's go on just a little bit more, if you don't mind. Chapter 15 and verse 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Again, he identifies who he is. He identifies his abilities. But as it continues, each man that he speaks to, he tells them what he will do. Why? Because I am the Lord. How I not can do, how I might do, but what I will do. Why? Because I am the Lord. Let's go, if you will, to the book of Leviticus. If that'd be all right with you. In chapter 11 and verse 45. The word of God tells us in chapter 11 and 45 of Leviticus, for I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt. And here's why. To be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy. He said, for I am holy. In chapter 18 of the book of Leviticus and verse 2. God is explaining to the children of Israel not only who he is, but why he does what he does. He says, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein. Why? I am the Lord your God. So he gives clear instruction to them. Why? He gives instruction how? He gives instruction with clarity. I am the Lord, and he makes it personal. Your God. You're not going to live like the heathens. You're not going to act like the heathens. You're not going to be snared in this heathen land. Why, I am the Lord thy God. I, the Lord thy God, am a holy God. I, the Lord thy God, brought you out of Egypt land. I'll keep you from the diseases of Egypt land. If you worship me, I'll be a God to you. You'll be a son to me. I am the Lord your God. But again, oftentimes we see Israel turn away from the Lord their God. We see in Leviticus again, in chapter 18 and verse 21. Thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Moloch. Neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. Why? I am the Lord. And by the way, your speech bewrayeth you. If you take the Lord's name in vain, and he's just a slang word and a by-thought and a by-product of your anger and frustration and vileness, it's blasphemy, it's cursing, it's profanity. He is still the Lord God, and he's never changed. Might I say tonight in verse 4 of chapter 18, when he said, I am the Lord your God, ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments. Chapter 18 and verse 30, therefore shall ye keep mine ordinance, that you commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you defile not yourselves therein. That you defile not yourselves therein. Why? I am the Lord. Again, it's personal. Your God. The instruction's clear. In chapter 19, and we'll linger here just a moment, the Lord God continues to give them law. We see the I am of Moses. We see the I am of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. We see the I am of Israel. Can I say to you, we also see the I am of the law of God. In chapter 19 and verse 3, Ye shall fear every man, his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. In verse 4, turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. In verse 10, and thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. Why? I am the Lord your God. In verse 12, ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shalt fear thy God. I am the Lord. In verse 16, thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. Let's read that again. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people. Neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Lord. In verse 18, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Why? I am the Lord. Verse 25. And in the fifth year ye shall eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am the Lord your God. God gives instruction for the field. God gives instruction for the harvest. God gives instruction for the gleaning. Why? He's a holy God. He is I am. And he said, I am your God. We see, beginning in verse 28. I'll read to the end of the chapter and let's just look at the I am and the law of God. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. And I don't know how many times over the years somebody said to me, well, you know, you start preaching about those marks on the flesh. That's just the law. We're not under the law. We're under grace. And I always tell them, look at the next verse. Are we still under grace? Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. Why? I am the Lord. And if a stranger sojourn with thee in the land, you shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you. Thou shalt love him as thyself, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in Midyard, in weight or in measure. Just balances, just weights, a just ephah, a just hin shall ye have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. Again, I know it sounds repetitive, but I am the Lord. God is very clear concerning his law, who he is. Emphasis on I am. Chapter 20, verse 7. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. In verse 8, ye shall keep my statutes and do them. I am the Lord which sanctify you. I'll skip through much of this just for the sake of sitting. It's repetitive, but it's good repetition. It's good repetition. It do us well to look up the I am of the law of God. God is the I am of the priest. And he gives the law concerning the priest and the priesthood. He's the I am of the sacrifice. And he gives the law concerning the sacrifice and concerning offerings and concerning being just and righteous and holy and pure and clean. And God is the God of holiness. but I am not.
None.
He is. He has established holiness. He gave us his law. I am the law. You go down to chapter 25, 26. You go down to chapter 28, the book of Leviticus, 24, 23. We see him in Numbers. See him in Deuteronomy chapter 5. Let's go there and look at that one. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 6. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. In Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, you don't need to turn there. I just want to mention this 15 times. He simply says that in the book of Isaiah, either I am he or I am the Lord. The book of Jeremiah differs slightly. And listen, I didn't have time to get into this, but may the Lord help us later on. In Isaiah, he said two things. I am with thee. And he also says, I am the Lord. I thought it was interesting. In Isaiah, he always said, I am he. In Jeremiah, as they're about to go into bondage, they're about to go down and be taken. And what does he say in Jeremiah? I am with thee. In the book of Ezekiel, changes altogether completely. 19 different times it says, I am the Lord. And the other thing it constantly says, they shall know that I am the Lord. And when you see that expression, I am the Lord, connected with they shall know, just like the children of Egypt shall know, just like Pharaoh shall know. He's speaking here of the ungodly, speaking here of the wicked nations. They shall know what? They shall know that I am the Lord. God continually through the word of God identifies himself. In Jeremiah 32 and 27, he says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for the great I am? Is there anything that God cannot do? It's too hard for him. Yet we've made it hard. We've made it difficult. We've made it complicated. Point three. I'm going to go quickly through these. The I am of the Psalms. You say, what's important about that? You can ask young Timothy here as an eyewitness. He was sitting in there irritating me today. He dug through my stack of notes. Thankfully, he's not a doctor. He couldn't read my notes. I told him, I said, I need to double check every one of these psalms. I want to be clear. If you think I'm out of sorts, you can talk to me afterwards. Every reference I look at in the Psalms, I believe very clearly, is messianic. It is about Jesus Christ. And over 30 times, when he says, I am in the Psalms, he's speaking of the Son of God. And I want to go through these and look at these. I'll go as quickly as I can. It might take more than 5 minutes, so just hold on with me. Brother John used the verse earlier in the book of Job, how much less man is a worm, and the Son of Man is a worm. The psalmist told us in Psalms 22, in verse 6, he said, I am a worm and no man. In Psalm 6, again speaking, I am weak. I am weary. Psalm 22 in verse 14, speaking of Jesus Christ, again he says, I am poured out like water. And there Jesus Christ is an offering for sin. His soul is made an offering for sin, for you and for I. In Psalm 25 in verse 16, he said this, turn thou unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. Psalm 31 and verse 9, he simply says this in the word of God. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. In verse 12, that same passage is that I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. Two times, I am forgotten. I am like a broken vessel. He said in verse 38, or chapter 38, in verse 6, I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. And he goes on and speaks of his calamity and speaks of his friends that have turned. And I realize people say, well, that's David. That's David and his affliction. But you can see Jesus Christ being made sin for us and bearing our grief and bearing our sorrows. And there on the cross of Calvary, bearing our sins. I am. In Psalm 38 and verse 8. I am feeble and sore broken. In Psalm 39 and verse 10, remove thy stroke away from me. I am consumed by the blow of thine hand. In verse 12, that same passage, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee and a sojourner as all my fathers are. What is he? I am a stranger with thee. Now, people, I realize there's folks who will just say, hey, this is just all coincidence, just the English, it's just the grammar. But God willfully and intentionally and deliberately put the word, I am. I am.
Yes, sir.
I am Moses. Tell them that I am sent you, Moses. And forever in the word of God, he's sealed as I am. He's troubled, he's afflicted, he's wounded, he's weeping. He is I am of the word of God. In chapter 40 and verse 17. But I am poor and needy. Yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. In chapter 56, and by the way, powerful verse in chapter, I don't want to go too fast, but I just feel pressed. I don't want to go too, but I want you to just slow down and look at some of these. And be merciful unto me, O God, in Psalm 56, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Now, so we say, how do you know that's Jesus Christ? Look at verse 13. Thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? I am. Psalm 69 and verse 2. I sink in deep mire where there's no standing. I am come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. We continue reading there. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. He says in verse 8, I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. In verse 17 of Psalm 69, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. In verse 20, I am full of heaviness. Again, we see Calvary, but also here we see the garden where soul was heavy. I am was full of heaviness for you and for me. In verse 29, but I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. In chapter 70, in verse 5, but I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. In Psalm 71, in verse 7, I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. In Psalm 86, in verse 1, I am poor and needy. Psalm 86 and verse 2, preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Psalm 88 and verse 4, I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Let me start in verse 1 on that. O Lord God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before thee. Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength. Free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. They have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy ways. Selah. Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up. I cannot come forth. In verse 15, he said, I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. While I suffer thy terrors, I am distracted. Psalm 102:2, he simply said, I am in trouble. Verse 11, again, he said, I am in trouble. Psalm 109 in verse 22, for I am poor and needy. And by the way, when you run that passage, poor and needy, through the Messianic Psalms, you'll see reference and reference after reference to Jesus Christ, who was made to be sin for us. And my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as the locust. And I realize the context of much of this psalm. But I also understand that Jesus Christ, the righteous, is I am. And he tasted death for every man. And I realize this psalm takes a turn. And I'm going to be honest, I don't fully understand Psalm 109. I have a little bit of light on it, but I don't fully understand. But when it makes a turn, you see it make a turn. And all of a sudden, down in verse 25, I'm a reproach unto them. When they looked upon me, they shake their heads. Help me, O Lord my God. Oh, save me according to thy mercy. It's the cry of one troubled, the cry of one wounded, the cry of one that's weak. Psalm 119, there's several references. I won't touch on those, but several references about Jesus Christ. Psalm 142 in verse 6, he simply said this, I am brought very low. How low? The death of the cross. His soul is made an offering for sin. His Holy One goes to the grave. How much lower could he be than be made sin for us that knew no sin? But then Psalm 46:10, if you don't have to turn there, but he simply said this, be still and know that I am God. There's light and darkness. There's hope in this world. Again, you don't have to turn. But in John 8:58, he said, before Abraham was, I am. He said over in Isaiah 44, I believe it's in verse 12, might know it's rather in verse 6, I am the first and the last. He said in Revelation chapter 1, in verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Revelation 21 and 16, he said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Revelation 22, 13, he said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I am. Revelation 22, 16, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. Revelation 1 and 18, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore and have the keys of death and of hell. I am he that liveth and was dead. Let's go to Acts chapter 9. Telling Brother John this morning, he gave about an hour-long introduction. And then, in the fashion I often do, he said, now, I said all that so I could bring the message. In Acts chapter 9, in verse 3, I'm starting verse 1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he were found any of this way, where they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? Now I want you to notice this. This is a man who knows the word of God inside and out. And his day is possibly no man living that knew greater scripture than the Apostle Paul. What's the first words Jesus says to him? I am. I am Jesus. Whom thou persecutest. I am the poor and needy that you sang about in Sabbath school. I am the broken one that you learned about in the Psalms. When you sang David, you sang me, Paul. When you sang about David, you were singing about me. I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee, Saul, to kick against the pricks. What are those pricks? It's the cuttings of the heart. The pricks upon the heart. It's the cutting of the Holy Ghost. I was discussing just recently why some people come to meetings They'll show up one time and they flee. Because it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. I told Pastor Black today, I said, the awfulness of me sitting here with a scalpel and flicking away pieces of skin from off my arm. Just the agony. God's doing that to people's hearts. And it hurts. It cuts. It's painful. So what do? You kick against it. What did God do to Saul? Two little words. I am. I'm the one you're looking for, Paul. I'm the one you've been seeking. I'm the one you're longing for. I am Jesus. Those that you put in prison, those that you put in bonds, those church services you disrupted, they were talking about me, they were singing about me, they were worshiping me. I am Saul. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? We're talking this morning in the house of God about that still small voice. What is that still small voice? I am. What need more he say? I am. In my distress, I've cried to him. I've asked questions. Are you there? I am. Are you with me? I am. Are you helping me? I am. I prayed this morning, dear God of heaven, will you help me tonight? If I said, Lord, are you helping me right now? I wouldn't have to ask. I am. You say, what's the difference? Saul was done with him. He was done with the I am. He was looking for I am. First Corinthians 15 and 10. But by the grace of God. Now, you can take this two different ways. You can take this as face value, as simple as you can. But I saw a little bit different light early this morning. I am what I am by the grace of God. I am has made me what I am. But by the grace of God. Secondly, in Galatians 2:20, the Apostle Paul said this, I am crucified with Christ. Again, what is he saying? I am crucified with I am. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You don't have to turn, but Philippians 3 and 12 says, I am apprehended of Christ. 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. What's happened to Paul? His I am has been submitted to I am. He's not his own. He's been bought with a price. This is the same apostle that challenged us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Word of God told us, my life is hid with God in Christ. What you see is only because of Christ. So brother preached this morning that God would manifest himself in your conscience by the words we speak. God in the night hour would reveal to you, I am. That God in this hour would show you, I am. I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob. I am the God of Moses. I am the law giver. I am the God of David. I am the God of the Psalms, but I'm also the God of the church. And I change not. So be still and know that I am God. So the Apostle Paul, 2 Timothy chapter 4, in verse 6, simply said this, I am now ready to be offered. Why? He's presented his body a living sacrifice. I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. You see, my am, the I am of me has been lost in the I am of Jesus Christ. What happened back in Isaiah in our text? We said, I am. I am. I got this. I'll figure this out. I can handle this. I can work through this. I am. And a still small voice comes and says, I am. We say, no, no, no. In my heart, I've already said, I am. It's me. The Apostle Paul also said this in Galatians 7. He said, I am carnal. Sold under sin. Let's go ahead and turn to Romans 7. Let's go ahead and turn there and just read a couple of verses. I am carnal, sold under sin. Romans 7 in verse 24. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Could I paraphrase without doing injustice to the word of God? I thank God through I am that I'm not. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin. Who shall deliver you from this body of death? Jesus Christ our Lord. The I am of the Psalms. The I am of the fathers. The I am of Israel. The I am that's never changed. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Pastor, I'm finished. Amen, brother.